Sports Day for Kia's EV6 and Sportage, Cars of the Year. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for South Australia.
You're listening to Sports Day. It's Malcolm Blight and Ben Hook in the chair tonight. 8223-0000. That's the week's open line. Discover exceptional customer service. Week's homes, discover different. Time to talk tennis, Malcolm. And we're going to do that with Tom Wren, who, of course, is the chief sports presenter for Channel 9. We are right hard up against the news, so we won't keep him too long. He comes to us thanks to Lumo SA, powering local footy and fans in South Australia. Switch to Lumo SA today. Tommy Wren, welcome back to Sports Day.
Blighty, Hooky, loving the show. You're absolutely dominating. Thanks for having me on again tonight.
Hey, mate, it's been an amazing week of tennis. The Aussies are going wonderfully. I mean, we're going to potentially see an Australian make it all the way through to a semi-final, minimum chips. But the big story, of course, once again, is Nick Kyrgios. Pat Cash today has accused him of being a cheat. What's your opinion, Tom? Is Nick Kyrgios a cheat?
I'm not sure if he's a cheat, but He pushes it, doesn't he? For example, last week, he was incensed that Tsitsipas didn't get a violation, you know, for hitting that ball into the box, the crowd. But, I mean, Nick's probably got a short memory. Remember at the doubles, the Australian Open, he hit the ball into the crowd and admittedly, he gave the young fan a tennis racket and, you know, it was lovely. But I think Nick's so good. And look, we've said this time and again, he's so good and there's no need to make up the rules as you go as well. You don't have to umpire the match as well as play it. Just play it. Let the officials take care of it and you concentrate on what you're doing. That's the frustrating part for me because if he puts all that other nonsense aside, I think he's the player to beat for the rest of Wimbledon.
Here's what I can't have, Tom. I mean, we have courtside microphones everywhere at the tennis. He stands there underneath the central chair umpire and calls him dumb and a disgrace and uses all sorts of other profanities. And the central chair umpire, clearly because they don't have the power to, do nothing about it. I find that's what really upsets me about Nick. There's got to be some sense of respect for officialdom and respect for your opponents. And that's where I think Nick lets himself down.
It's a two-way street, isn't it? And you know what? He probably has a point, Hooky and Blighty, in the sense that if that was him, he probably would have got a code violation and would have had points taken off him. But look at the track record. So, I mean, it's a two-way street, respect. And if you're going to give it out and if you're going to, you know, act like that and use those profanities, as you say, Hooky, then you've got to expect that there's probably not going to be as much, you know, respect coming back your way or as much leniency. So, look, he's box office. He's must-watch. He's incredible. To sit there and watch him, you're on the edge of your seat the whole time, but it comes at the price of he hasn't fulfilled, I don't think, the potential that he's had. And I don't know that he particularly cares, but if he wants to, I think this Grand Slam right now is right for the taking.
Oh, Tommy, you couldn't have said any better. You know the word respect, you know, we talk about it in all sorts of sporting spheres and in life in general. But when he attacked the age of a lines person, now I don't even know if it was a male or female, when he said, well, can they see because they're so old? That is the most disrespectful thing. And he'll be old one day, you know. And it's not because of me. I find that so disrespectful, taking on someone because of their age.
Spot on. If they're not doing the right job, then, you know, you can have a crack. Now, he obviously disagreed with one call, but, I mean, it's so eminently frustrating. You're spot on, Blighty. I mean, he wants this respect. And what I also, and Hooky, we spoke about this last week, he's great in a sense. When he was at the Australian Open, he whipped the fans into a frenzy. He wants them all acting like they're at a circus and he's the ringmaster. And that's great. But then when one fan dares go against him, he says their etiquette and their behaviour is appalling. I mean, Nick, come on. Can't you see what you're saying? You're going completely against what you did 6 months earlier. And then surely someone's got to be telling him that. And Blighty, I'm with you. Like, show some respect and it's like your mum used to tell you, you know, you get what you give.
Yes.
Just be a good person and people will be good to you the other way. It's pretty simple.
And then he spits at him. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say, can we just change the subject to one of my favourite players, Alex de Minaur? He just chases everything. He's a star.
He's good, isn't he? And look, the beauty is if he wins and Nick wins, and I expect both of them will, Blighty, we'll get an Australian semi-finalist at Wimbledon because they'll meet in the quarters. Mm-hmm. And that'll be intriguing because Nick has brought this energy and And it's quite intimidating. And I think Tsitsipas was actually intimidated by it. I think he's genuine when he said he felt bullied out there. And I think that probably won Nick the match, or at least helped. I'll be fascinated if he does the same thing against a fellow Aussie. I think it'll be a completely different dynamic. And I think that might actually help Demon Orr, should they both get through. Four Aussies through to the second week at Wimbledon, first time since 93. It's great, especially when you consider we've lost Ash Barty. It's nice to see there's actually a few others that are doing some good things. And maybe, Blighty, they're thriving because they're not in that shadow of Ash Barty, which was a pretty enormous shadow to have to work through.
You've touched on Alex de Minaur. You've touched on Nick Kyrgios. Jason Kubler will play the number 11 seed, Taylor Fritz.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us something about Jason Kubler? Because unless you've been sitting up at night watching it, you've probably never heard of this guy before. Suddenly he's into the fourth round of Wimbledon.
Probably never had a run. Was a fantastic junior, but has had a horrific run with injuries, Hooky, and only now is just starting to get a better run at it. So I think that's one of the reasons why. Look, he beat Jack Sock in a previous round, who's a big serving American. He's got another one here in Taylor Fritz. Because he's played a similar type of match, I think he's a chance. Look, of course, he's the underdog. He's going to have to play extremely well. But if he can, you know, just hang around like he did in his previous match, he's a chance. I think he's the biggest outsider of the four that are left, and Ila Tomljanovic is the other one on the women's side. That said, he is still a chance to go through, albeit I think he'll have to beat his best to get through to the quarterfinals.
Just on the women, mate, I noticed Simona Halep, she's down to 16th seed now. I've sort of, you know, you watch it, but you just missed it for a while. Yeah.
2019 champion.
Yeah.
Fantastic player and wonderful. You know what, though, Blighty, she runs into a lady.
You're a rat for this one, aren't you, Tommy? The Spaniard Paula Badosa.
Well, just between friends, fellas, I've just got a couple of dollars on her.
Gamble responsibly, Tom.
Spot on.
That's right.
She can play. She's got such powerful game. I think if she brings her best, Paula Badosa, and it's on grass, I think she wins. But you know that Halep will just be... She's like a terrier. As soon as you give her an inch, she will be at you and at you and at you and just get everything back. So Badosa's going to have to be good. But I wouldn't be surprised if the winner even came on the women's side, because it's so open. I wouldn't be surprised if the winner came from that fourth round match tonight. So I think that will be a blockbuster match, that match between Halep and Badosa a little bit later tonight.
Rennie, it's a big night tonight. Of course, Rafael Nadal is in action, the number two seed. And for the Aussies, a woman through, Ola Tomljanovic, will take on Elise Cornet. So massive night. Massive night for you as well, because you've got to get in front of the desk at Channel 9 and start reading the news. So thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Pleasure. Thanks, boys. Have a great one.
Tommy Wren there, the Chief Sports Presenter for Channel 9. We're just going to talk some Sandful very quickly before we go to a break. We do it thanks to Kia, Australia's most wanted. The Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage, cars of the year. Let's go through the scores very quickly. Glenelg, 8-4-52, got knocked over by the Crows, 19-12-126. A Crows Sandful premiership is a real thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The second play third there, it was a great win. Now, what about Central's win over South Adelaide?
By 1 point, and that's South are done. South are out for the year. Of course, Bryce Gibbs, who was on this show last week, replacing you, shoulder injury. They've had a lot of injuries this year, and I think South are done. What about North Adelaide belting Port? 1-4 for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I was trying to look at that. They had a few injuries, Port, but I mean, that's North are a really good team, aren't they?
Look, people are saying that this replaces the 1-8 from the 89 grand final. Don't be ridiculous, but there are some challenges at Port Adelaide if it's going that badly. Another setback for West. I thought they were improving a little bit, but Sturt beat them pretty comfortably. And the match of the round was on Sunday. The Eagles got a touch-up from Norwood, who have sort of come from the clouds a bit. Won their last three straight, Norwood, so they've jumped up to fourth and looking like they might be the team to beat. They play North Adelaide this weekend. That will be a test.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the Eagles have lost Hayes and Tetis, and also Ballander, the ruckman, was out. So they're three really classy players. They're just trying to find their way now, the Eagles.
Well, Malcolm, that wraps us up for the night. David Wildey will be back in the chair tomorrow to lock horns with you. Nice to see you once again.
Yeah, good, Ben. And have a great night.
Yeah, great night. Thanks very much, everyone. Enjoyed your company. Wildey's back tomorrow. You've been listening to Ben Hook and Malcolm Blight. This has been Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia's EV6 and Sportage, cars of the year. And Lumo SA, Aussie owned, made for South Australia.